want to say how good it is to be back in Birmingham. And I walked in tonight, and that felt like I was just at home away from home. And so I am thankful that you don't let revival die just because an evangelist leaves or comes. This is a revival church without an evangelist. You don't need me to have revival. Thank God for praying people, teaching Bible studies, worshiping people. Amen. Thank God for the saints of God that are doing the work and the will of God. Amen. I would be a fool to stand in this pulpit tonight and not give honor to Pastor Collins, Bishop Sutton, who I love very much, the both of them, and appreciate them. And I'm going to tell you what, I have listened to that message that Bishop Sutton preached in Durham, probably 10, I could probably preach it as good as he could. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But I have listened to it so many times, and it has blessed my spirit every time. And thank you, Bishop, for just being who you are. Amen. Amen. And again, Pastor Collins, who is my friend, and he, when I just want a good argument, I call him, because we are two peas in a pod, and we like to, we'll find a subject we disagree on just for the argument, and then, no, I'm kidding. I love my friends. Anyway, let's go to the Word of the Lord tonight. I'm going to tell you, this is very simple, but if you can get a hold of what I'm going to preach, I promise you, you will never backslide. You will never ask the question, is it worth living for God? If you can get a hold of what I'm going to preach tonight, I promise you, you will live for God for the rest of your life, and you will be successful at living for God. Say, well, it's that powerful. It's that simple, but it's still that powerful. Amen. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 21, the Bible says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. The Bible begins to tell us a little bit about Enoch here. It tells us that he walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Then the Bible says, one of the most mysterious scriptures in the Bible, it says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And there's a lot of different directions we could go, or a lot of different launching pads that we could launch from to get where I feel like God wants us to go tonight. But this is where I feel we need to start. And so we're just going to obey the Holy Ghost tonight. If God will help us, I just simply want to preach, we've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Would you look at somebody and tell them, we've come this far by faith. Would you lift your hands with me right now one more time and ask God to help us? Jesus, we love you. We worship you. We praise you. Give you glory. Give you honor. There's nobody like you. You're so worthy of our praise. You're so worthy of all the glory. Nobody can do the things that you can do. I pray, God, right now that your holy anointing would saturate this house. Touch each and every one of us. Help us, God, to walk with you. Help us, God, tonight to pick up the shield of faith, to fight the good fight of faith. Let somebody leave here tonight with a breakthrough. Let somebody leave here tonight speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance for the first time. Let somebody leave here tonight with a miracle, because we know, God, that you are indeed a miracle worker, and you're going to work miracles in this house tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. One more time, clap your hands as loud as you can and lift your voice with a shout and give God praise. Hallelujah! 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated in the fear of the Lord. There is a portion of the book of Genesis that is, my opinion, you've heard me preach and talk about stuff like this before. You know that I think that when we get into all the begats, the Bible kind of gets a little bit boring, because it's just one name after another and how long they lived. And you can get caught up in the monotony of that. But from this portion of Scripture, we pluck a mystery that all of us have wondered about, because the Bible doesn't really give us a lot of insight into what happens with Enoch. It just says that he walked with God and then he was not. We know that there was one other man in Scripture that was taken up in the glory without experiencing the pain of death, but at least in the case of Elijah, we have some insight on the what, the when, the where, and the why. We know that he had just crossed Jordan. We know so many things about the experience that Elijah has as he is called up in a whirlwind. And we can read and preach a lot about that, but we can't really preach a lot about the rapture of Enoch, just that he walked with God and he was not. We know that there's a lot in here, and I don't have time to get into it all tonight, but we don't know a lot about him. And so what we will do tonight is we will stick to what we do know about him. There's something about Enoch that stuck out, that when God looked at him, he decided to take him. We know that Enoch walked with God and he was not. Then the Bible begins to tell us later on in Scripture, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Then the Bible goes on just a few scriptures later and begins to tell us about Abel. And then after it gets done with Abel, it begins to speak of Enoch yet again. Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was found not, because God had translated him. And before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And so you could take, if you will, if you just sit down and give a short synopsis of what this scripture simply means, is that by faith Enoch pleased God. Can I tell you tonight that there is something to be said about having faith and pleasing God? I know you've heard this before, but you're going to hear it again here tonight, that there is an attraction that God has to someone that has faith that he doesn't have to just everybody else. There's a relationship, there's something special that God sees in somebody that has great faith that he doesn't have with everybody else. Can I tell you, if you want to accuse me for anything, God, let it be that I was known to have wild, crazy faith. If you want to look down your nose and point fingers and make fun, God, help me, Jesus, that it's not that I couldn't get a hold of a miracle, but it's that my faith was so big that God kept having to come up with ideas how to build my faith with a greater miracle. I'm here to tell you tonight that we have come into this building. We've had the testimony of revival that we have thus far, and we got it all by having faith in God. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you something. When it was just a preacher and if I remember correctly the story, a flat top guitar and a couple people on a piano and singing the songs of Zion, you want to know what got God pleased? It wasn't that they sang the songs right. It wasn't that they did everything perfect. But God saw faith. And when he saw faith, he said, I can't help but to bless. I can't help but to give them revival. I can't help but to put the devil under their feet. Hallelujah. I'm here to preach to you simply that we've come this far by faith. I'm going to preach to a new convert and tell you that the reason we're in this building is we had faith in God. The reason we've got what we've got is we had faith in God. The devil tried to take us out. The devil tried to stop us. The devil tried to stuff out the revival, but somebody said, it doesn't matter what the devil says, I will continue to have faith in God. Hallelujah. Woo.
And let me just ask you a simple question. I'm not even preaching yet, but this is just what I feel to ask you. If faith has brought us this far, why would we quit now? Oh, I feel like telling you, I know it's simple and it's old fogey and it's something that we've heard so many times, but I've come to tell you that there is still some kind of mountain moving power when you get a hold of some crazy faith in God. There is still, I'm telling you, the earth shakes and the spirit world moves when God sees a saint that everything's went wrong. Their world's turned upside down, but they come to church one more time and they believe God one more time and they stand on his word one more time. Have faith in God. It's that simple, because if you can believe him for the things that you can't see, you can keep on walking through any storm, through any test, through any tribulation. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Enoch had a testimony that when he had escaped the sting of death. I don't know what it's like in heaven. I've never been there. But I'm curious. This is just the way my little Sunday school brain works. I'm curious what everybody in heaven was thinking when they saw Enoch. If he's there yet, I don't know. Again, I don't know how this works. Again, this is just Sunday school. We're having a Sunday school lesson today. But they look around and see Enoch there in his mortal body. And nobody's been there before. The angels haven't seen the body of God yet, because Jesus Christ has not yet been born. And there's this mortal body that's there. And they look around and say, how did you get here? We know the Bible says that they looked for him and they found him not. So we know that his mortal body was gone. And everybody looks and says, Enoch, how did you get here? And Enoch just looks around and says, boys, I can't explain it, but I've come this far by faith. How did you get what you got? I don't know. All I can tell you is I had faith in God. How did you get through the battle? How did you get through the trial? How did you get through the test? It wasn't anything I did right. It wasn't It wasn't my education. It wasn't my money. It wasn't my family name. But baby, I had faith in God, and faith worked when nothing else would work. Faith stepped in when nothing else could step in. Faith made a way when nothing else could make a way. I'm telling you, that's why we preach so hard to have faith. It's because I'm believing God for the day that there's going to be people in this house that are so full of faith, it's busting at the... Oh, you're not going to help me preach. It's busting at the seams, because somebody said it don't matter what the government says. It don't matter what religion says. We will have faith and we will see a great miracle. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, I don't have all the answers to a lot of stuff. But Bishop, I'm just going to preach like an evangelist that knows it all tonight. If you can have faith, you can go through anything. No, preacher, it's got to be harder than that. There's got to be something hidden in the text. No, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's got to be harder than that. You just telling me that if I keep believing God when everything goes wrong, that God's going to work it out? That's exactly what I'm telling you. You just keep believing God when everything goes wrong. And God, we've come this far by faith. Woo! See, we get down to business with God, and the truth is we want to know what God's doing next. Can I tell you, you don't need to know what God's doing next. You just need to turn around and look and see what God has done. And help me, Jesus. And the way that I know what God is going to do is because I turn around and I see all that he's done. And if faith opened the door for everything that he's done, then faith is going to open the door for everything that he's going to do. If faith put your marriage back together 10 years ago, faith will keep your marriage together. Faith will fix your finance. Faith will fix your family. Faith in God.
Now, there's this deal about faith that I don't think we see too often in the New Testament. Mark chapter 10 tells us a story. As Jesus comes
to Jericho. They come out. His disciples are there. A great number of people are there. And then we read from the text about a man by the name of blind Bartimaeus. He sat by the highway. And the Bible tells us that he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. See, I'm going to show you right here where blind Bartimaeus has a full apostolic service, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, how does a blind man believe for something that he's never seen before? Simply this: he heard that Jesus was a miracle worker. He heard that Jesus could put so many broken things back together again. And blind Bartimaeus was crazy enough to say, if God did it for them, he can do it for me. And so blind Bartimaeus hears, and he obtains faith by hearing of all the things that God has done. And so Jesus begins to walk, and the Bible tells us that as he passes by, he begins to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You see, real faith has to have a response. You can't say you got faith and sit there on your pew and be quiet. You can't, oh, help me, Jesus. You can't sit there and say you have real faith and there not be some evidence of your faith. God's, I'm telling somebody right now in the Holy Ghost, you've been praying about some stuff, asking when, where, and why. I'm telling you right now is the season that you need to be stepping out on the limb and a believing God for a miracle. Blind Bartimaeus, what are you going to do? I'm going to lift my voice and I'm going to shout until I get his attention. Hallelujah. I think there's something really cool here in the text that maybe, Bishop, I might take this out of context, and if I do, you fix it. But the Bible says that he's sitting on the wayside and he's doing what he's always done. He's begging. And if I get this right, Jesus has passed him, and Jesus never paid him any attention while he was begging. But the moment he changed his perspective of asking for something that would get him something in this life and started reaching out into a spiritual realm and started crying out. You see, there's a difference in calling out and crying out. Calling out is, well, Jesus, you know I'm here in this Wednesday night. Our Father, which art in heaven, please heareth thou my prayers. Would thou incline thine ear? In the name of Jesus, we pray. That's calling out. But crying out says, Jesus! Oh, I feel faith rising in this house. Crying out says, there's something in me that's connecting to something that I can't see yet. There's something on the inside of me that's connected to something in him that I can't see and I can't touch, but I know that it's there. And my begging has got me nowhere, and my crying has got me nowhere, and my complaining has got me nowhere, but my shouting will get his attention. I'm telling you, if you've been begging, baby, maybe you ought to try shouting about it. If you've been sitting on the front pew and begging and nothing has happened, I'm here to tell you, if blind Bartimaeus would preach it, he'd say, why don't you try shouting a little bit? Because I tried it and it worked. We've come this far by faith. Say, well, I tried that, and the devil hit me in the mouth. That's exactly what happened to blind Bartimaeus, because he has a response to the hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. I'm going to preach this. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Blind Bartimaeus has a response, and the devil says, oh, no, I got to shut him up. He might get his miracle. And the text doesn't say it, but there's a lot of people that suggest that the people that told blind Bartimaeus to sit back and be quiet were other beggars. oh, help me, Jesus, that had accepted their condition as terminal. Where other beggars that had said, you know what, we've been here so long and we've begged for so long that we might as well accept it, that this is the way that it's going to be. And so when blind Bartimaeus begins to shout, they say, be quiet. Don't you know I like having church like this? Don't you know that I'm comfortable here because I, you know, really all I got to do is hold my little cup. I don't have to stretch any. And every now and again, somebody will walk by and throw me enough money to get me through another week or another month. I don't really have to stretch as long as I'm set. You're making me look bad. And the Bible then says that with, my God, help me, Jesus, that when they begin to tell blind Bartimaeus to hush him up, come on, boys, drag him in the back. Don't let him say nothing. The Bible says that blind Bartimaeus cried out all the more, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then and only then does Jesus respond. See, here's why we got this faith thing figured out, is I'm just supposed to have faith until I have adversity. And the moment that the adversity shows up, that should be the moment that Jesus shows up. But Jesus waits until after the adversity until he starts working. That's when they show, after the adversity. You see, you got to have faith that's pure enough that when you come to church and the devil says you shouldn't be shouting like that, you keep worshiping through the adversity. You got to have faith that when they come to church and the devil says, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't be like that. You can't be extreme. You can't shout like that. That you walk right through the adversity and you might pick up your phone and look at your bank account and you're still broke. And you might get a text message from the doctor that says you're still sick, but you go back to church and you don't mind the adversity. You just do what blind Bartimaeus did and you cry out all the more, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
See, there's a spiritual deal in this. It's because some of us are blinded spiritually. And say, preacher, I can see. I know you can see, but do you have any vision? Because sometimes you can see and still not recognize what's there. Lord, I pray that you would open up the eyes of my servant and let him see that there's more for us than there is for them. You know what my prayer is tonight, is that somehow, some way, while you're sitting in your Bartimaeus pit, while you're sitting by the wayside and you've been begging for so long, that your eyes would be opened and you would recognize that there's more for us than there is for them. I know that it looks like revival would be impossible in 2021 going into 2022, but my God, we've come this far by faith. What? Can you not just let the scales fall from your eyes just for a little bit and see that God is working even when you can't see it and even when you can't feel it? Just have the faith to know that God is still God and he's still doing what God does.
So, I'm getting there. I promise. Blind Bartimaeus, he gets called to Jesus. Jesus asked him. He's done had a full apostolic service. He's heard the word. He's had a response. He shouted. The devil came in and tried to convince him to be quiet. He shouted even louder. Jesus shows up. And Jesus asked this question. He said, what would you have me to do for you? Now, I love how God does this. I guess I'm the only, I'm simple, okay? When you read the Bible real slow like I do, sometimes you catch stuff. And there's this thing about Jesus who is God manifest in the flesh. I just think it's funny that God manifest in the flesh, who knows everything, that created the world, asked somebody, what do you want? Like, Hey, cuz, you don't already know? And so Jesus asked him. Now, just my opinion, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Jesus is the greatest miracle worker that's ever lived. He could have looked at him and said, okay, I'm going to heal you. He could have touched him. That's not what Jesus does. Let me show you how powerful faith is. That when you've got the greatest miracle worker that's ever lived, you know what the miracle worker looks at him and says? Thy faith hath made thee whole. See, we're waiting, and I know some of y'all are still waiting. What's the punchline right here? He could have done anything he wanted to do, but he wanted blind Bartimaeus to know that it wasn't by anything that I'm doing right now. Your faith got a hold of something that you can't see. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith. We've come this far by faith. Thy faith hath made. I understand that the miracle working power was coming from Jesus, but Jesus was looking at him as he's looking at us tonight and saying, if you need a miracle, what you need is not another doctor, another lawyer, another banker. What you need is a little bit more faith, because if you can have faith, thy faith hath made thee whole. I just see blind Bartimaeus. And this is just the redneck version. You can go home tonight and read the pretty version by yourself. But I'm just going to tell you, I can see blind Bartimaeus jumping and dancing and running through the streets. And all the beggars ask him, what happened, Bubba? How did you get to where you are now? You can see you're no longer a beggar. And blind Bartimaeus just looks and says, well, that guy said, I got it by faith. You mean that that's it? Yep. He said, my faith made me whole. You mean to tell me he didn't put spit wads in your eyes? No, not me. He might have done that for somebody else. But for me, he said, my faith made me whole. You mean to tell me that he didn't give you 7 steps to a better you, or he didn't give you a book to read? No, he just said you'd have faith in God. And when you have faith in God, it unlocks the door to the miraculous. Can I preach this a little bit longer? Okay, I got 7 people that want me to preach. The rest of y'all ready to go Taco Bell. Mark chapter 2. Bible tells us of a man that has heard that Jesus is in the house. And when he hears that Jesus is in the house, the Bible, and I'm just giving you the play-by-play, but the Bible says that he has 4 that are carrying him. Well, first of all, when you hear that Jesus is in the house and you can't walk, you got to have somebody to link up with to get you from here to there. Can I tell you, you need to be very careful the voices that you let speak into your life. Because what would he have done if when he called those 4 men to pick him up and to take him to Jesus, they would have looked at him and said, no, you've been this way your whole life. I don't know if Jesus can do that. You need to be careful. If they're speaking negativity, if they're speaking that I don't know if God can, you need to silence those voices in your life, and you need to link up with somebody that's crazy in the church, that when it's time to pray, they're the first one to pray. When it's time to worship, they're the first one to worship. Why? Because they got faith in God. I don't have time to deal with people that don't believe the God I serve is still able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think. I want to be around people that'll link up and say, it looks impossible, but these things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Let's believe God. We've come this far by faith. God can work a miracle. So he gets a connection with 4 people that maybe I'm wrong, but I just believe they have the same faith that he has. And they get him, and they put him on a bed, and they get him to the house where Jesus is at. And when they pull up in the yard's full. Cars parked everywhere. Horses and buggy. I mean, they got everybody out here. Jesus is in the house. And they look at the man laying on the cot, and they say, now what? And he looks back and says, we come this far by faith. See if you can get me to the side of the house. And they get him to the side of the house, and they find out that the inside of the house is so packed that they can't even get him through the door. And so they look back and say, now what? And he says, we come this far by faith. Why don't you get me up on top of the roof? Are you kidding me? You're paralyzed. How are you going to get on top of the roof? We come this far by faith. You're serious. Yes. What if we drop you? I'm already paralyzed. I don't have nothing to lose. You see, when you really get to the point where you don't have anything to lose, you'll do stuff that's crazy to everybody else. Maybe the problem's not with God. Maybe the problem's you ain't got desperate enough yet. Because I'm sure that there were people that were standing around. The Bible tells us that the house was full. Can't you imagine people trying to peek through the door and peek through the windows, and all of a sudden they see four dudes walk up to the side, crawl up to the top of the house and lower down some ropes and start pulling this dude that can't walk up on top of the roof, and they finally get him up there and they say, now what? And he says, boys, we come this far by faith. Let's tear the roof off. And you see, here's something that's hidden in the text. I may have said this here before, and if I have, just act like you didn't hear it. But there's this deal. They're still under the Levitical law. They're still under the law of Moses. And under the law of Moses, if you destroy a man's property, you not only have to pay him back, but you have to pay him back with interest. And so there's this deal that's happening right here. As they begin to tear off the roof, every time they tear a piece of the roof off, that's another dollar coming out of their pocket. And I can look at them and I can just see this happening. Now, again, this is just my Sunday school brain working here. You don't have to agree with me, that's fine, but I got the mic right now. And so there's this thing happening, and they're saying, I don't have the money to pay for this. And he says, but Jesus is down there. So what does that mean? I don't know. Let's just let Jesus deal with that when we get down there to where he's at. You see, you keep trying to figure out all the stuff of how your miracle's going to come into play and how your miracle's going to work out. Why don't you just get to where Jesus is and let him deal with that? You keep trying to figure out this 2 + 2 + 7, and if I multiply it and divide it, and then if I tear it down and find the square root, then maybe I can figure out how I'm going to get my miracle. But I can just see that little boy that's been laying on that bed for his whole life, and he says, boys, I don't care what you have to do, just get me to Jesus. We've come this far by faith, get me to Jesus, because I have faith that if you can just get me to him, if you can just get me in the presence of the Lord, if you can just get me to where Jesus is at, I know everything is going to be all right. Lower me down. Are you crazy? What if we drop you? If you drop me on Jesus. If I've got to go out, let it be known I went out, sprawled out, reaching for my miracle. If I've... I'm telling you, I feel so much Holy Ghost. I feel so much faith in this house right now. You don't have to know what to do next. Just operate by faith. And these guys are following him around. Now, I'm just hurt somebody's feelings right now. But it'll be all right. You'll get over it. Now I can see him saying, well, who made you the boss? Well, I'm kind of the one with the need right now. Hear me. I'm the one with the need. And when you're the one with the need, you get to control what the atmosphere is like. And so you can make up in your mind to sit around and to complain and to cry and to say, I'll never get to where Jesus is. Or you can make up in your mind to control the atmosphere. When you're the one with the need, you get to decide what happens, when, where, and why. You're not going to tell God what to do, but I guarantee you, you can tell the devil what to do when you get desperate enough. There's this whole process is happening. What's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Can I tell you that you don't need to know what's next? Well, I don't think Pastor Collins and Bishop Sutton know what they're doing. You're right, they don't. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And if this doesn't make any sense. That's the whole point. I think they should have a better plan. Well, you know, there comes a time for planning, but there comes a time where you just got to be apostolic and have faith. There comes a time when you got to have it all figured out. But baby, when everything's getting down to where the rubber meets the road, you got to just reach out and say, hey, Pastor Collins, what are we going to do? Bishop Sutton, what are we going to do? And I guarantee you what's going to happen. They're going to turn around and look at you and say, we've come this far. We've come this far by faith. I'm telling you, somebody's going to get a miracle in here tonight because you got faith that God can work a miracle. You got faith that God can open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't even contain. I just feel like, oh, help me, Jesus. I just feel like we should know what's next. Well, when you walk by faith, you don't always know what's next. I just feel like that we should really sit down and talk about this. Can I tell you, sometimes you don't have time to talk about it. You just, all you can do is believe God for the next miracle. He gets down to where Jesus is. And I forgot exactly what gospel it is. But the Bible tells us that Jesus looks at this lame man and says, thy sins have been forgiven thee. Thy faith hath made thee whole. I'm telling you how he got his miracle. It was by faith in God.
Time for one more. You need to go. There's a story in Luke 17 about 10 lepers. The world has caused their life to fall apart. And so there's this deal with leprosy that it makes you numb. You can't feel anything. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody right now that's been coming to church Sunday in, Wednesday in, Sunday in, Wednesday in, Sunday in, Wednesday in. And you feel like you leave and you're the same way that you came. And you're numb because leprosy has set in. And leprosy has caused you to lose your mobility spiritually. And leprosy has caused you to walk into a place to where you don't know what's next. But the Bible tells us that Jesus came down the road and he looked at the lepers and said, go show yourself to the priest. They went off happy because the leprosy stopped. But there was one that said, no, I'm going back to where Jesus is. And when he got back to where Jesus is, Jesus looks at him and he says these words, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Every other leper got a miracle. Only one, you've heard it preached before, only one got it, he was able to be made whole. And this is the way, again, this is just how my brain thinks. What was it like when he saw all the other lepers in town the next day? Because all of them got a miracle. And they, you know, they had leprosy and now the leprosy's gone, but they still got missing body parts. And he showed, don't you know they were jealous? He shows up after being made whole. He had the faith to turn around and say, thank you, Jesus. He had the faith to go back and say, look, thank you for my miracle, but I'm believing for another level. Oh, you didn't hear me. Thank you for my miracle, but I'm believing for another level. You see,
There's some of you that's got a miracle and you've been satisfied. But when you got faith on the inside of you that's raw and that believes God for anything, your faith will go to the next level. Therefore, your miracle will go to the next level. Your faith will go to the next level. Therefore, your breakthrough will go to the next level. We've come this far by faith.
What are we going to do? I read it in the news today. Today was the first time I read the news in about 3 months, and I got so mad I threw my phone. As they said, a new strain that's even more contagious has showed up in California. And it's page after page after page of, oh my God, what are we going to do? Well, we come this far by faith. I read some of the liberal news media, and I'm sorry never mind, I ain't getting into all that. But they said we might have to start shutting down everything that we've opened up. And I read a list, and on that list was church. And I thought, devil, we come this far by faith. Hey, yeah. You said we couldn't have revival in 2020, but how do you like me now? We made it this far. We come right. We made it because we have faith in God. And because we have faith in God, God poured out revival. God poured out a breakthrough. God started showing up and started working miracles.
When you're a leper and you're numb, it's hard to worship because you can't feel anything. But sometimes you don't praise him because you feel it. Sometimes you praise him because you have faith that you're going to feel it. I know you wanted something a lot deeper than that, but that's what the Holy Ghost told me to tell you. You don't need to wait until you feel it. You don't need to wait until the battle's over. You don't need to wait until you get the miracle. You don't. But shout now. Dance now. Praise now. Lead now. We come this far by faith.
Need a miracle. I'm gonna find out who really needs a miracle. We made it to where we are by what? We've come this far by meaning that faith got us to where we are, right? You need a miracle? Then I wish you'd just do this. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, I wish you'd think back to every miracle, to every time you had faith and God worked a miracle, and then you'd praise him according to his excellent greatness and know that God is getting ready to work another miracle. God's getting ready to bring another breakthrough. God's getting ready to turn it all around. If you need a miracle in your body, if you need a miracle in your finance, I want you to step out of your pew and get as close to this altar as you can right now. Come on. If you need a miracle in your family, get as close as you can. Get as close as you can. The miraculous is fixing to be released in here tonight. Listen to me. Bishop, I need your help. Pastor Collins, I need your help. Look, when I was a kid, what we would do is we would have a prayer line right now. But we don't have time to have a prayer line. I'm just being honest with y'all. This is my sixth service this week. I'm tired. But we come this far by faith. And so what I want, if you need a miracle right here and you're in the front, lift your hand. I want you to connect to the person next to you that has their hand lifted. I want us to be connected all the way across this. Everybody, come on, if you need a miracle, I need you to be connected to somebody. And this is what the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Bishop, I need you up here if you don't mind. Pastor Collins, I need you up here if you don't mind. Listen to me. This is what's fixing to happen. We are fixing, this is the words the Lord gave me. We are fixing to have a chain of miracles. Pastor Collins is going to lay hands on this side. Bishop is going to lay hands on this side. And when they do, it's going to go all the way across and back and forth. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Come on, we've come this far by faith. Yay, yay, yay. Receive it right now. Receive it right. Cancer, be gone. Diabetes, be gone. Depression, be gone. Addiction, be gone. Yeah, come on, if you need a miracle, link up, link up, link up. There's a chain of the miraculous that's in this house tonight. Yeah, yeah, go, go, go. Now you lift your voice with a shout like you just got your miracle. Yeah, go, 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 go. We come this far by faith. Torment has to go right now. I come against torment in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of torment that's coming against Life Church of Birmingham, Alabama. Come on. I come against right now by the power of the blood of Jesus against the spirit of torment that's told people they're going to die lost. That's told people that they're going to fail God and God's going to walk away. Devil, you're a liar. Torment, you leave right now. In Jesus' name. Now it's happening. On Wednesday night, somebody's getting a fresh shot of faith. Have faith in God. It's happening. Come on, God's making things new right now. Yeah, come on, this is the time for the ministry of the saints. You ought to prophesy right now. Prophesy what thus saith the Lord. Yeah, we're gonna make it because we got faith in God. We're gonna make, we come this far by faith. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, you need to pray, not just till you're speaking in tongues, but until the tongues are speaking through you. Come on, don't just pray till you're talking in tongues, but pray till the tongues are talking through you. Yes!
Somebody's getting a notable miracle right now. The doctors are going to be confused. Come on, I'm telling you, the doctors are going to be confused. Somebody's getting a miracle in their body. Come on, come on, go. Petition the Lord. Come on, somebody have faith in God. Somebody have faith in God. Listen to me. Three times the Lord spoke this to me this year. Three times the Lord spoke this to me this year. One time was here when I was in revival here at the beginning of the year. And I'm telling you, just as if I've ever heard the voice of God, I just heard it again. And I hear God saying it yet again. He's speaking to new life. He's speaking to you because right now you're in a place of power and dominion and authority. And you've got to use it while you've got it. Because the devil's coming against you with everything that he's got. But the Holy Ghost is raising up a standard against it. But I hear the Lord saying one more time, ask me for big things. Ask, come on, saints of God, ask me for big things. I'm telling you what I'm believing, that before that police officer's done with his shifts, the next thing you know, he's going to be in here getting an apostolic Bible study full of the Holy Ghost. I know that don't happen around here. Ask God for big stuff. Come on, right now, pray for big stuff. No. Not now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord. No, I need you to pray with boldness. I need you to pray with authority. I need you to pray and ask God for big stuff. Come on, your family that's lost, it's depending on you to have faith. Your neighborhood that's lost, it's depending on you to have faith. Your family member that's sick and dying with cancer, it's depending on you to have faith. You need to prophesy daughter works in the cities you didn't even know existed. You need to prophesy daughter works in the countries that you never even heard of before. Come on, somebody ought to get their phone out and look at their map and just spin it around and start praying for our country that God would send apples. Ask me for big stuff. prophesy those things that are not as though they are. Big stuff, big miracles, big signs, big wonders, big revival. The Holy Ghost into your faith is bigger than your problem. But if you get a hold of great faith, you just keep having faith in God. You won't backslide. You just keep having faith in God. You won't look at your trial and think it's so bad. Come on, have faith in God. We've come this far by faith. Come on, if you're struggling right now, you need to reach up your hands to heaven and just ask God, Lord, I don't need you to move my mountain. I just need you to increase my faith.